Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this shit gotta be perfect.
Shit. The big way.
Damn right.
Big B,
not the little one.
Fred Abel C, now they just mad. It ain't enough. Hop in the bag, go get the cash, but it ain't enough. Now they all on my dick, I ain't giving them shit, but it ain't enough. I just hit the gap, but first now they land, but it ain't enough. It ain't enough. I just wanna add and double the bet with the use of the count ain't enough. I got used to the cat, got me all in the set, but I'm swearing it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough. All I need is a flip, now I'm making them sick and they mad, but it still ain't enough.
But I'm making it rough.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
You and I, it feels right. Nowhere else in the world that I would rather.
One day I want your last name. My love is real and won't remain the same. If I'm away, no need to worry, baby. Cause I come back just like a boomerang. Cause I'm your one and only lady. And you're my everything, baby. Now take me away.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Whoa, listen, man, what's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ. Did the DJ spit something? And this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blacktickmagic.com or contact Kia Davis via Facebook. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at The Official. That is spelled The Official. If you can't spell official, you should not be an artist. That is spelled STITSUMRADIO at gmail.com. Do not forget, man, the Hustlers of the 704 will be doing our showcase tomorrow at McBoney's. Doors open at 6 o'clock, so I need everybody in the parking lot at 5:30. Salute to All About Me Hair and Accessories as well. But right now, we are linked in with the homie Rocky, all the way from Charlotte to Beverly Hills, California, with Hair Made in India. Mr. Rocky, how you doing?
Doing very well, brother. How you doing tonight?
Man, we cooling, man. We cooling, man. So, for those that don't know who Rocky is, go ahead and tell them a little something about you.
Yeah, man. My, like you said, my name is Rocky Singh Candola. Born in the Bronx, New York. My family's from India. Kind of grew up all over the place. Went to school all over the place in the South. And, kind of to make the long story short, I'm out here in L.A., as you said, Beverly Hills now. Business is running well. We just recently upgraded our showroom out to the West Side and just keeping things moving.
That's what it do, man. So what made you get into the hair market, man? Out of all things, man, what made you get into the hair market?
So yeah, man, it's actually a crazy little story. So 15 years ago, I was in a kind of a lifestyle that was basically getting me in a lot of trouble with drugs, violence, partying, women, that kind of thing. And I eventually wound up in an Alabama state prison. And people do all kind of things in prison. When I was there, I did my share of a little bit of everything. But one thing I had my mindset on was, you know, when I got out, you know, what I was going to do, what kind of business I was going to do. I knew it was going to be something in the business world. So we sit there, me and my bunkmate, we make business plans. We use like a snuck-in cell phone and call his cousin and call his girl and find out prices about hair, what's going on in the market, from everything from real estate to clubs to the hair extensions business. And I wrote out one base business plan way back then. And, a couple years after I got out, I was in India, and I was trying to figure out what to do, you know, making a lot of changes in my life. And the hair thing kind of ran across me again, and I was like, oh, let me make a Facebook post about it. The first Facebook post I made about it, all my homegirls from high school hit me up, and they're like, man, Rocky, you got hair? What? You know, bring it to us. We want to check it out. And that's when I started. Now, you know, I never looked back since then.
Nice, man. So with you living in the Bronx, man, from the east to the west, what was the difference that you noticed between New York and California?
Man, there's so much difference. I've lived all over the place, and I love living all over the place and seeing new cultures and people. And so I'm pretty observant to it, you know, even moving from state to state in the states, you know, from the south to the north to the east to the west. I see a lot of differences. East Coast and West Coast is just like a different hustle, you know. Like East Coast is it's a little bit more, how you say, rough around the edges and in your face and fast action. And, you know, Cali's people are still hustling and moving out here. It's just a little bit more of a like a they're moving fast in a slow vibe. If you can kind of feel me on that, it's kind of a laid back type of vibe. But both areas, man, LA and New York, and I'm blessed to live in both because the economy and the opportunities out here, you know, are ridiculous in these cities. It's tough. Rent is tough. The cost of living is tough. I mean, my overheads are, you know, over 15, 20K a month almost sometimes, you know, just to live and operate the business out in LA.
Nice, man. Nice, man. So, if you could live anywhere in the world, man, where would it be?
Anywhere in the world. So, honestly, I already kind of have this plan that I really want to have a house in India, that I live in India during the cooler season, and then a house in L.A. that I come back to is kind of like my base. And when I say India, I want to be kind of flexible to move between Southeast Asia. Properties not as expensive out there, and I'm looking to invest in land and buildings in different countries that I want to visit, you know, frequently, such as Bali, different places in Southeast Asia and India.
Nice, man. Nice, man. I definitely love that one right there, man. I definitely love that right there. So, once you first, when you first started to create your business, man, like, what did you expect your business to grow within the first year, you know, of what you opening your business, man? Did you know it would be as successful as it is now, or was you, like, what did you have to go through? What phases of business did you have to go through to get to the place that you are now?
Man, honestly, I didn't know anything. It was tough. I mean, you got to understand, I come from just a year before that, basically the streets, pushing OCs, pushing coke, Oxycontin, pills, weed, whatever I could get my hands on. And I kind of had been doing that for the last, you know, 5 to 7 years among little odd jobs, and was able to kind of, you know, do fine and take care of myself. And I kind of created my identity around that. And the way I took care of myself was knowing that, you know, I had that kind of that hustle type of mentality and backup plan to kind of take myself around. So I started the hair business like I had never done anything else. So I wasn't sure at all. And I mean, it was really more out of necessity. I was actually at that time, I had just met my now ex-wife, and she was an Indian lady. So, you know, the parents there are really strict, and they want you to have careers and businesses and plans before you get married and all that. So I was kind of almost like I had to do good in the hair business, good enough to take care of my family. And I was teaching tennis as a job on the side, making good money with that. But in the beginning, the first 3 years, you know, I didn't really make any money. And I was really looking around like for anything I could do to, you know, make extra money, get my hands on things. I was going salon to salon, store to store, meeting people, you know, driving around, doing trade shows, just anything I could do to keep sales moving while I was teaching on the side. So I guess to answer your question, man, you know, I had an idea of a big picture of like a company one day that I could pass on to family and friends and create opportunities with. But I had no idea that I would get there, you know, to the level I'm at now. And I had somewhat of an idea of what I wanted it to look like, but I really, you know, I had no idea it would look the way it does, you know, now. So it was tough. And I guess at the end of the day, like, you know, if you don't see, you know, if anybody listening, if you don't really like see, you know, the goals or where you're going to be, you can't have the clear vision. It really doesn't matter too much if you have some kind of like a notion or an idea of the direction you want to head in. You start moving in that direction, you'll kind of figure out the path and the lefts and rights and curves and your take on the way there.
Nice, man. I love that. I love that. You have a hell of a testimony. So basically what you did is you took everything you learned from the streets and put it into a corporate business.
Bro, seriously, man, like I check myself on this every once in a while, the way I think about it, because I'm like, man, am I doing the same thing? Like, I got product. I got the best product. I'm selling it for the best prices. I'm double my money. Like, it's kind of like sometimes I'm like, am I doing the same thing I was doing before? But now I really have built this, you know, into a business with systems and a team and things like that now. So, you know, it's running really great. And I do take, you know, man, everything I learned from the streets, from the people don't understand, like, just quote unquote streets. Like, when you're out there, you know, selling a product like such as, you know, dope and drugs and dealing with people and different kind of people all over, like, whether it's illegal or not, you're still learning a lot. And you're still understanding the marketplace and the way money moves and the economy works and product and supply and demand, et cetera. That's why I try to tell all my homeboys this, you know, still kind of, you know, playing around doing other things. Like, you know, man, like there's a lot you can do. It doesn't have to be here. You can pick any product or any service that you kind of vibe with or know you'll be good in. But the stuff that you do on the street, I don't ever want to hear that, you know, you can't translate that or and kind of segue that into some kind of legit business, because you basically already have the building blocks. You just need to put it all together after that.
Nice, man. So with you being in the hair industry, man, what have you learned so far, not only about yourself, but as well as your business? What have you learned? What has been in the hair business taught you as a human being as well as a businessman?
Ooh, that's a good question, man. the first answer that came to my mind, like, honestly, when you said that, is I'm so grateful for it, because it's given me so much and it's taught me so much. I mean, taking that journey on the business, and I think it's a lot of times as businessmen and businesswomen, we kind of try to separate our personal life, you know, from our business. And I think the opposite, you know, is true. I think that they're so connected that one goes up, another goes up, and one goes down, another goes down. And that's a big thing that I've learned, is, you know, that balance between business and life. And it still goes off track for me quite a bit. But I know that there is a fine line and a balance that you make between it. You know, on top of that, I actually learned that, you know, coming from where I came from, what I was doing, that there is more out there and there's other things that I can do. And, you know, those things take making that decision, changing some things about your mind, and then just putting the work in. And as uphill of a task as it seems and as impossible, like, if you asked me this 10 years ago, I would have laughed at you. I'd be like, what doing? I'm selling hair, doing what, living where? Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, you know, not possible. And not only the financial aspect of it, just the general identity and lifestyle. Like, now I'm from the South. I got my homies in Mississippi and Alabama, Florida, and we got, you know, people all across the coast. And, you know, our circles are down here. The girls we mess with are down here. All our connects and plugs are down here. So I never even could think of myself as, like, outside of that. And, you know, once I started taking those leaps of faith and just leaving those circles behind and just cutting off from everybody else and kind of focusing on myself, I was able to start making those moves. And now the biggest thing I've learned is that I can make those moves anytime I want now. I know the formula. I know what to do. So, you know, I have no excuse to get stuck in any position or, you know, not or say that I can't do something. I just kind of implement the tools I just learned and, you know, face the problem or the issue or the plan head on.
Nice, man. So what do you see your business? What do you see your business in 10 years, man? What do you see your business in 10 years?
In 10 years, I see us, like, you know, as basically the company to go to when it comes to hair extensions. I really want to, you know, really be the leading company in that, have a proper system and teams built. And I was saying, like, you know, the reason I wanted to start a business from Jump Street was I wanted, like, a community of my people, you know, people that understand me, that are around me, that have the same backgrounds, and we're all kind of growing together, aligned on the same path, and also getting paid from that same path as well. So in 10 years, we have, you know, HR, accounting, legal, and I'm able to present opportunities to, you know, the large scope of, you know, networking friends I have, if they want to, you know, be a part of this corporate, you know, entity that I've built over the years.
Nice, man. I love that. I love that right there. I definitely love that right there. So, with you being in the hair business, right, what it's a lot of people out here that's, you know, selling benderless, that's selling hair. What makes you stand out above all of those other people? And also, what makes your product stand out above all other people that's doing hair?
Yeah, man, for sure. And this is beyond just the hair industry. This is just the principle for me. Like, it's about, like, you know, the amount of love and care and work you put into it and how much value you're trying to offer and the dedication level and consistency you are with your clients. And for me, that's what I bring to the table 100% is the consistent quality by traveling back and forth to India to make sure it's good year after year over time. Unparalleled customer service and transparency as far as being able to reach out to your supply chain, which is me, and your factory, and find out about inventory or get educational information, or even place an order or find out order information. Myself and my team are all trained in that same exact mindset. We're here for the clients, you know, we're partners, we're a team, and we're a family. And that, you know, should be, in my opinion, very prevalent in the business world. Unfortunately, in the hair industry in particular, it's sadly missing. And to the opposite extreme, you know, most people in the hair industry want to mislead people, lie to people, you know, basically screw over people. And, you know, the product such as hair presents, you know, huge opportunities to do that, being an unregulated product. Many people just take advantage of it. So the biggest thing I find that business owners need is just, you know, a person. They think they need a company. They think they need a quote-unquote vendor. At the end of the day, what they need is just a stand-up human being that's running a business that's able to consistently provide them what they need to run their business. And I have found out how to do that very, very beautifully, you know, in seamless effort with my life and my business, which is why I'm able to produce and give the value that I am and why I still love doing what I do, and I'm going to keep doing so.
I love that answer right there, man. What makes your product stand out above anybody that's on here? What makes your product stand out?
So when it comes to the actual product, all service, and the business and the story and brand beside, hair is a very tough product to keep good, especially since it's a natural human product. There's some deficiencies that we can't see with the naked eye. And then we have a staff labor of about 35 to 40 people at the factory. So many things can go wrong if they, you know, flip a piece by accident or don't weft it into the sew properly. So the reason my quality stands out and is consistent over time is because, once again, the level of work I put into it. I'm constantly in contact with my connections in India as well as China and all over the world as well. And I travel frequently to meet these people directly and to ensure that our processes and our systems are running smoothly. And just like any business, you know, especially with unregulated products, and I compare it to the dope industry to a lot, you know, is if you're not, you know, connected with your supply chain and they think that you're getting lazy or whatever, there's a lot of chances to be taken advantage of. And that is, you know, goes times 10 in the hair industry. If they think you're buying hair, this is for any businesswoman or man out there in the hair industry, if you're, you know, not connected with your vendor and they think that you're, you know, not really paying attention to what's coming in, you're just selling hair, this and that, whatever, like they're going to start trying to take advantage of you. Or, you know, if they think that you're going to buy a large or small order, then one large order, then not buy again. There's a lot of that goes on out there. So the biggest thing coming back to this full circle, the beginning, is really knowing the person that you're dealing with, and that's your supply chain, and really having a good relationship, understanding their process, and being able to be connected with them.
Nice, man. Nice. I love that right there. I love that right there, man. So, do you go back and forth to India?
I go at least twice a year. I've actually had a ticket booked the last 4 months, and I've been pushing it back because of the whole corona situation and just unsure if I'll be able to work, you know, the way and do my business and travel the way I need to if I go there. So I'm just kind of waiting a little bit longer until they give a green light. I'm actually a citizen of India as well. I'm a dual citizen, so I have a tax ID, I have land out there, I have a car out there, family and friends out there, everything.
Nice, man. So, like, when you go over there, right, once you go across seas to India, right, back to the homeland, and you get back here, what is the difference between the States and India?
Man, it's so much. I don't know. I just got chills when you said that. Like, I don't know. Like, the way it feels when you go there, it feels like you're – for me, it's like I'm going to the real world. I'm going to actually live life and actually breathe the air and actually touch the land and actually see the way the world is and the way people are. Mm-hmm. And then when I get back, it's kind of like a shock. Like, I just hear people talking and, like, I hear the things they're saying and the things they're complaining about. And it just seems so petty and minuscule, like a lot of it. So it's really like a reality check, man. Like, it really grounds me back to myself, like, going over there and being over there and then coming back over here. I mean, to be honest, I'm not, like, any kind of, like, you know, anarchist or anything like that, but I've been outspoken about this, you know, the latter part of my life. I thoroughly enjoy being outside of the United States. And to be honest and frank, the only thing that brings me back to the States now is the fact that my business main operations as far as sales goes, you know, is in the U.S., otherwise, and, you know, if it wasn't COVID, I actually, if it wasn't COVID, I would not be in the States right now. Right now, I would be in India and then Bali.
I like that, man. I definitely like that right there, man. So how can the people get in contact with you, man? Definitely if they want to purchase, buy some hair from you, man. How can they get in contact with you?
Word, man. Yes. Like I said, like I'm not one of those people that's going to just kind of throw you out to some call line or some automatic type of callers type of people. I'm going to talk to you directly, and my whole team's the same way. So the quickest way, if you're looking, you know, to hop into business in the wholesale, is to check out our website, just hairmaidenindia.com, and that's hair, maiden spelled M-A-I-D-E-N, India.com. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Hair Maiden India. And then on top of that, my direct line is 228-596-5678. I do answer my phone 24/7, answer texts as well. I can send you over all the pricing, all the sampling information anytime. If you have any questions, I can help you out as well. On top of that, check out my other businesses, my CBD company, my vacation rental company. You can visit my website, and that's just Rocky Candola, my name, .com. That's RockyKandola.com. And everything from the hair business, like I said, the CBD business that I'm in the vacation rental companies, is all on there as well.
Nice, man. So listen, if you could change one thing about this industry, what would that one thing be?
I would change the way the owners interact with each other. I would like to have a community and understand that we're in a product-based industry, that the demand and the supply are both high, and that people are so worried about, you know, stepping on each other's toes. The market is saturated. Everybody can do good business in this industry if, you know, they would just all hold to that. So that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see a lot more integrity and you know, letting go of the qualities that people want to sell and buy for very cheap and sell for high. I'd like to see that kind of fade to the background more and more, and people be more interested in, you know, high integrity, good quality products. And that's what I plan to do over time. I know it's going to take time because, you know, once you learn something, it's hard to unlearn it. So I know that's what I'm doing with the market right now. But I have faith that if I keep, you know, giving these women, these men, these owners transparent knowledge and direct information from the source, that eventually everyone will start to understand and learn what's going on and know where to go.
Facts, man. Facts, man. Listen, what we need you to do is stay on the line. We will be right back after this, Moray, with Dreamland. Stay on the line.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah. Hard growing up like I did, seeing everybody have this, seeing I ain't never had shit. Life fuck Christmas and the birthday, I ain't never have kids. Living a broken life like a nigga acting in a spike script. Hold on with the vice grip. This just nigga is my life. Tell it I would do it for a price. Being needs each and every single night just to get the pockets right. Split it up even amongst the guys. Hard as fuck cause it made the money tight. Couldn't even catch a break from the state court's case. I was only 13, had a mask on the face. I was 5'5", had a 9 on the waist. I was smart as a bitch and let my mind go to waste. I was always on my own, making sure my moves were never known. Young as fuck but I was moving grown. Heart made of stone, always thought that I would be alone. Even with the love that I was shown, nobody ever gave a real fuck about me. So why would I give a fuck about eat? I was skinny, I was hungry, I ain't had food to eat. Making trouble on a double, that's just how it I relieve. It was hard growing up like I did. Seeing everybody have this, and I ain't never have shit. Life for Christmas and a birthday, I ain't never had kids. Living a broken life like a nigga acting in a spike script. Hold on with the vice grip. This just how motherfucker life is. I can't complain if I tried. A nigga only glad out of your life. Dealing with the pain. Gotta keep it bottled up inside. I'm a black man, that's how we survive. Can't remember stable places. We was in and out of basements. Laying on some carpet cause it's better than the pavement. Living in a motel, mama couldn't make it. Daddy had another bitch cause he couldn't face it. Anything we ever gained, he would try to come and take it. If she ever spoke about it, he would lose his fucking patience. Several different ways to beat it, can't believe he's so creative. Sad to say it, to this day I still really fucking hate him. Growing up like I did. Seeing everybody have this and I ain't never have shit. Life for Christmas and a birthday, I ain't never happy. Living a broken life like a nigga acting in a spice script. Hold on with the vice grip. This just how motherfucker life is.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
What's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ, the DJ Spit Tump. And this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blackchickmagazine.com or contact Kia Davis via a Facebook. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at TheOfficial, that is spelled TheOfficial. If you can't spell official, you should not be artist. That is spelled SCITSUMRADIO at gmail.com. Do not forget tomorrow, every Thursday, starting at 6 o'clock. I need everybody in the parking lot at 5:30. The Hustlers of the 704, which is the hostess with the mostest, Miss Nikki B from Let's Talk Nikki Radio. She will also be starting her radio show on IFM Radio Nation. Make sure y'all tune in for that one, man. Starting in February. Major salute to All About Me Hair and Accessories. But most of all, we have Mr. Rocky, the CEO of Hair Made in India, on the line right now, all the way in Beverly Hills, California.
Yes, sir. What's going on, brother?
Man, so listen, man. Are you looking to expand your business to North Carolina? Charlotte, North Carolina, to be exact.
100%, man. I would love to be out there in the beautiful North Carolina.
Well, looks like you're going to have to take a trip real soon, man. For real.
It's been calling me already, man. I feel like it's been too long since I've been back east.
Oh, yeah. We definitely need you to come in North Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina, to be exact, man. So, how is the weather over there in California right now?
Beautiful here, man. It's 65, 70. Evening's nice and cool. The one thing about Cali, if you're a little bit cold, all you got to do is find the sun. If you're a little bit hot, all you got to do is find the shade. And you're good.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. I definitely love it right there, man. I definitely love that right there, man. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring you right back on, all right?
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. Cool beans. So coming up, this is Nikki B featuring Jazzo704 Westside. Make sure you visit her website at jazzo704westside.com. She is the official artist of your favorite cousin, the DJ Spit Tump. Let go. Keep it locked.
Yo, I will never stop. I'm reaching for my goals. I'll meet you at the top. you can believe it or not. My way, y'all give a nobody got. Plus, you look around for some handout. Walk around with your ass out. Ain't my fault you took the fast route. But fuck that, bitch, cash out. I do what I want, so I said. I do not fuck with no bums. Fuck with this head. And I don't just want the dick. Respect my shit. Nigga, I want some head. I want the money and fame. I want it all. So I just stay in my lane. You worry what the next bitch do. Oh my God, swear to God, that shit is lame. I come with the facts and the proof. I am the truth, bitch. Fuck what they said. I am the queen on the throne. So back in the line. Oh, it's off with your head. I ready to receive a pity because I love. So bust it up for my nigga like a pinata. Back on my brain, I get plenty of dollars. I'm laughing and grinning with all of my partners, bitch. Yeah.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
What's up? What's up? My name is Rocky Sankandola. I'm the CEO and founder of Hair Made in India. Just want to come out here and say what's up to everybody. Big shout out to DJ Spitzone for having me on today. For all my entrepreneurs, all my businessmen and women out there doing your thing during these tough times, big shout out to y'all. Keep going strong. Keep pushing. Recognize all your dreams. Shout out to me on social media if you want to. My Instagram is Rocky Candola. My business is Hair Made in India. That's the handle on everything from TikTok to Pinterest to YouTube to Facebook. The website is hairmadeinindia.com. Once again, my name is Rocky Singh Candola, CEO and founder of Hair Made in India, 100% wholesale human Indian hair extensions direct from the temples. DJ Spit Some, run that.
Pull up in motor case. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers and throwaway. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. Cause I took control of things. Ballin' the solo way. And if you pattern my trend, I make you my protege. It's lost in that soldier race. Niggas don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode a face. Now you official now. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that note. I'm about to drop in a few. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Now my name all in the news. Tripping on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this bitch. Fresh out the county with nothing to lose.
When I count on you, but I don't do this shit for nothing. No, 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 not at all. You, my money rich.
You never rep. Passing through stages and life through the ups and the downs like it's all just another test. Led by the bruise like a fucking ref. I got respect in a 100 sets. Too many chains need another test. Glad no games if it wasn't chess. Cut from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Cut from that surface you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress. Even though niggas ain't sure we was a mess. Honest and tip playing to the left. Judge a young nigga by their dress. Left is no action, what they expect. Only thing we knew for sure is the main set. Fuck living basic, I'm taking risks. Fuck what they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste no time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists.
Ballin' so hard you can play a bitch. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure them niggas around you stick to the script. This should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on, but fuck what you heard. This for who walked down that road. Sold everything but they sold. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Addressing whom and making some.
Don't do it for nothing. Nah.
Victory lap.